Torts, in the last month, what do you feel like you've learned about Seth Jones?
I kind of watch him from a distance as far as how he's reacting with his teammates. Seems like a pretty quiet guy, but I think he's getting more involved with his teammates. We've put him in positions where in Nashville he wasn't getting the minutes. He wasn't being put into a top line type situation. And that's what I like. He wants more. He wants to continue to grow. He knows he needs to grow. I want to make sure that we don't consider him the savior at 21 years old, playing a tough position, the toughest position in the game. So we're trying to bring him along very in a conservative way, but also giving him things to take a bite out of, if I can put it that way. A right-handed defenseman, 21, playing with Murr as a left-handed defenseman, it's really encouraging for the future of the organization.
What about his decision-making as far as getting the puck out of his own end or deciding when it's time to jump up on the play?
To me, the decision-making there is be as aggressive as you possibly can. I'd rather have him make a mistake jumping up too much, Bob, versus just sitting back and trying to pick your spots. We'll curb it. We'll teach as far as that part of the game. And he's really the best I've seen him was the second half of the game in Calgary, where I thought he was very aggressive. And we're hoping our other D follow in suit there to see. Everybody has a green light. I think at times during our year, we have been in our end zone quite a bit in defending, where it's hurt us a little bit getting up the ice. But I want all our guys, and I think he can lead the way there in teaching us that. Let's get going.
In the Calgary game, you had William Karlsson's line going, he and Matt Calvert. The last game, it was Brandon Dubinsky and Cam Atkinson. Would you like to get a little bit more balance throughout your lines tonight?
Well, if we can get more than one line going, maybe we'll crack that two-goal barrier. We need to put pressure on ourselves to get that third goal, that fourth goal. Hard to do it in this league here where it's tough to score. But, I look at, although it's still Doobie, that breakaway, that's a huge play for us, where if we get that third goal, maybe that gets us into a situation where you win that hockey game. So it's a matter of getting, you talk about balance, we just need more looks from a number of lines within a 60-minute hockey game, and maybe that'll help us.
You had Nick Foligno playing on the fourth line the other night. Does he stay there, or do you move him up in the lineup tonight?
I thought Nick played with more edge the other night than I've seen him in quite a while. I think that's very important for Nick, is the competitive part of his game and playing with an edge. I thought it was there more the last game than any of the prior ones. I am going to get him more ice time tonight, to try to get him into a situation, because I've just seen him play so much better than he has this year. He's lost some ice time with me. I thought he met me halfway the other night in showing me that he's willing to play with that edge. So he's going to get some more time tonight, and he's a very important guy for our team. You guys have seen him play, and you've seen him play at a whole different level than he has this year. We've got to try to get him there.
Torts, thanks. Good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.